This is Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Don Elliott. At its Thursday meeting, the Whitefish Community Development Board voted to recommend the city approve a conditional use permit for the construction of a 21-unit development. Application materials show designs for a single multi-story structure with a total of 3 one-bedroom apartments, 6 two-bedroom apartments, and 12 studio apartments. Insurance rates have been going up, but so have replacement costs. State Commissioner of Insurance Troy Downing.
Don't insure your house for what you paid for it, because it may cost a lot more to rebuild it now. So when your insurance is up, talk to your agent and see, am I adequately insured? Do I have enough insurance here to actually rebuild this home if I have a total loss? Even services like insurance are going up because they're also victims of rising interest. And that's one of the things we need to fight so we can start bringing everything back down to earth.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Journey to better health with Greater Good Health, your trusted partner in comprehensive primary health care for seniors. Whether you're in one of Montana's bustling cities or the rural outskirts, Greater Good Health understands the importance of a compassionate and personalized healthcare experience catering solely to Montana seniors. See what healthcare looks like after 65. Visit greatergoodhealth.com or stop by for a coffee and visit with our care team. Greater Good Health, serving seniors in Billings, Great Falls, and Missoula.
Talking with BNSF Railway, and 2023 was actually the safest year on record for BNSF.
We've been working for years and years to achieve our vision of an injury-free railroad. It is an outdoor sport, and we have to be very careful about where we're putting our employees and what we're asking them to do. And that's why we're so proud that when we closed out 2023, it was the safest year in our 175-year history.
BNSF, the rail industry's leader in safety.
Earth Day is Monday, but one Billings organization celebrated Saturday. Sustaina Billings held its second Earth Day event over at the Loft parking lot from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. Over 60 vendors and organizations came together to educate the public on earth conservation. Sustaina Billings also put on an eco-themed fashion show featuring sustainable fashion designers and local activists. A Lincoln County jury found a Eureka man accused of trying to kill Montana Highway Trooper Lewis Johnson in 2023 guilty on all counts Friday. Jason Allen Miller, 42, was convicted of felony attempted deliberate homicide, criminal endangerment, aggravated kidnapping, possession of dangerous drugs, and criminal mischief. Johnson suffered life-threatening injuries in the February 16th incident near Rexford and is still under recovery. I'm Don Elliott on the Northern News Network.